Why do you work for money? Not you, because you don't work for money.
That's right.
Yeah. Actually, my cardboard sign says, "Will work for money."
Occasionally, okay. I do.
Okay, why? But go with me on this.
There's opportunities. Go with me on that. To learn and do something different, like
yeah. And we're getting there. Trust me, we're getting there. We're getting there, and then you're gonna be king and rich in that part.
Because you can buy food. Value and things.
Yes. What's the pattern? Why do you accept money? Because you know you can spend it somewhere. You know that everybody else is in that agreement. Okay? Everybody else is in that agreement. Well, what if we had this agreement that you accept this because you know that you can spend this somewhere else? Wait a second. That is what our agreement is. Okay? We already do that. Okay? And there's money systems that I'm going to throw out you just quickly, where a valued time, okay, is valued time, right? You put in to an hour's bank your skills, your labor, your whatever, into an hour's bank. And somebody else does the same thing. Why are you doing it? Because you need goods and services. Right? You need goods and services that you could then take out of that bank. It's like accounting for carpentry, that kind of thing, hour for hour. Okay, but it goes in a bank, so it doesn't have to be like me and you. It just goes in a bank. Maybe you're a plumber, but I want carpentry, but we still play with this because it's just the hour. Do you see that now for those goods and services? Not so much goods as services, okay? But we spend almost all of our money that we spend on services. So this is actually a good one, okay? Services. So do you see that some of our services, we don't have to have cash to do it?
It's the goods, yeah. Too.
Yeah, Ithaca, so then there's other things like Ithaca hours, where you have actual notes. There's a let system, which is perfectly legal. Right? The money system that we have now, the federal dollars, see if I even have any. Federal dollars, right? Where did we get all this? Where did it come from?
Federal Reserve.
Yeah, yeah. And what did they do? They made it up. Yeah, they just did it again, too. Okay? They made it up. Man, that's going to be a balloon. It's going to be global this time. All right? It's in China, Brazil, India, buy our debt. It's like that bubble just got bigger and bigger. Okay? We made it all up. We made it all up. So I could do that. We could make up money. And that we agree to trade it because you'll accept it because you know you could trade it with somebody in your network. Okay? Right? Let systems, local employment and trading systems. Okay, you could Google it. There's probably a let system in Portland. Well, there hasn't been one for a while, but there used to be one. There used to be one in Eugene. There's idiosyncrasies that need to be worked out that I think that I've got a pretty good idea on how to sort of solve that. Because like permaculture design, we just keep moving. We just keep tweaking it and making it better and making it better. We don't say, oh, that failed. We just go over and say, oh, how can we change it to make it better, to make it more graceful, to make it more participatory, right? So all of those little things. There's also micro loan systems, right, where we don't have to go to a bank. A lot of people that you know, and you may be one of them, can't qualify for a bank loan. But we could create a system locally to where we can loan out money, right? That we could loan out money. Have you heard of a HUI system? H-U-I, I believe, is how you spell it. Where we would pool money. Everybody comes to a party. You bring your business plan. Bring your business plan to this party. And you bring in X amount of dollars. Let's say it's... No, but that's another way to reduce our need to earn, is to cooperatively buy something, okay? And that's what I'm doing, is I'm throwing out all these ideas to help us reduce our need to earn federal dollars, okay? So that we can get goods and services without the use of federal dollars, or reduce our need for federal dollars, not eliminate it, because we still want to pay taxes.
How is wheat different than buyer's co-op?
Listen to this one. Let me walk through the wheat, because I think it's the coolest one. That we all put in money, and you bring in your individual business plan, okay? You bring in a plan for whatever it is that you want. But you have to bring in, let's say it's a $500 wheat today, right? Or $10,000 or $1,000 or whatever it is, right? So there's 10 people there. Let's say it's a $1,000 wheat. So your business proposal is asking for that $10,000 purse that's on the table, okay? Are you hearing me? So you bid on it based on the quality of your proposal, right? And on your ability to the group for you to pay back the money. Okay? So then let's say that you have the best idea, right? And we base it on a couple of things that I want to outline here if we have time, right? So then you owe everybody a payment of whatever you agreed to, and we signed it. And it's a good idea to get a lawyer in on it, but you don't need to. You don't need a bank, and you don't need a lawyer, and it's perfectly legal. Okay? Tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars are loaned this way all the time. Okay? All the time. So now, look what's created. There's 10 people sitting at this table. One of them's going to go start a business. Hopefully it's a business that the community needs and wants. But guess what? If somebody asks, like, oh, let's say you're going to start like a biodiesel repair or some, you know, organic soy milk fuel thing. Your trucks are going to run on soy milk or whatever the hell. Okay? That somebody says, oh, I need to get some fuel. What's everybody going to say that put in $1,000 and loaned it to that person? What's everybody going to say? Go to that guy, right? So it's like a built-in networking community, okay? In Southern California, in the 70s, there was refugees coming in, economic refugees and political refugees coming in from Southeast Asia, came into Southern California, some came into Seattle. I believe some came into Portland, I'm not sure. But thousands of businesses started like almost overnight. Okay? No banks were involved. They did this technique. Okay? They brought with them that particular technique and were able to finance business after business after business after business. And because it's based on a real need in the community, they were making money. Right? It's physics. If you do it somehow what people need and want, then it has to work. It's physics. So if you're doing like a drive-through chakra balancing thing, that might not be like the highest need for your community, right? I mean, maybe Portland, but you know, not every community could roll like that, couldn't support it, right? So if you pick something that's based on a real need, and I could walk you through that protocol, that's actually what my book is about, that it has to work. It's an equation. Right? It's based on a real need. It has to work. You set it into motion. You create the conditions for it to happen, and it's working. Okay? So there's all these different ideas and ways that we can start reducing our need to earn, right? And start capitalizing on the most important thing, and that is each other in our community. Learning to trust each other. Learning to communicate with one another. All those sort of soft skills that we described on the wheel before now become very, very important for us to take on as a challenge and start to work out the idiosyncrasies. This LET system thing and its taxability-ness, it is reported on your IRS tax forms like you would report any of your cash transactions. Okay, this leads us to a very, very important concept here. All of these things we can do, I was going to say today, but I'm kind of tired today, but we could do it tomorrow, starting tomorrow, right, when we're fresh, okay? Starting tomorrow, and we don't need permission to do any of this stuff. It's all perfectly legal, okay? Perfectly legal. So what we're going to do is we had food and water, transportation, health, livelihoods. We had, what else did we have?
Shelter.
Shelter, energy, legal systems. Did I already say legal systems? Organizational systems, finance systems. So what we do then is one of the, it's interesting, one of the basic methodologies of design in permaculture design is to do a resource inventory and compare it to your needs inventory. Okay? Does that make sense?
No.
So you inventory everything that you have and you match it to everything you need. Okay? People always ask me, like, where do we start? What do we start with? And I always say that you subtract what you have from what you want to determine what you still need. Okay? So, and it's really that simple.